Look at Jesus. I mean, most sinners loved being around Jesus. They enjoyed his company. They sought him out. They invited him to their homes and to their parties, and he came. Now, today, most non-believers don't want to be around most Christians. So unbelievers were tearing the roof off, literally, to get to Jesus, and sometimes they're crawling out the windows to get away from us. Now, what's the difference? Why is that? Well, we can point to a number of things. We could say sometimes they're convicted by the truth that is in our lives. Well, that sometimes is the case. And yet, who was more convicting than Jesus? He's full of truth. He is the truth, the way, the truth, and the life. But somehow they sensed, even before they knew the theology of what he was going to do, there's a guy that would die for me, like in the song that was sung last night. What a magnificent person our Lord is, that people could see that he is ultimate truth, that his standards are higher than anyone's standards, that his standards are higher than the standards of the Pharisees. And yet, though they ran when they saw the Pharisees coming, and for good reason, when they saw Jesus coming, they were drawn to him. The answer is grace. Truth without grace crushes people. Grace without truth deceives people. Grace and truth together draw people to Jesus, because Jesus is full of grace and truth.